Our reading is titled No Comparison. One of these days, I'm going to put it all on Facebook, not just the good stuff. My friend Sue's comment, made casually over lunch with her husband, caused me to laugh out loud and also to think. Social media can be a good thing, helping us stay in touch with and pray for friends across the years and miles. But if we're not careful, it can also create an unrealistic outlook on life. When much of what we see posted is a highlight reel of the good stuff, we can be misled into thinking others' lives are without trouble and wonder where our own went wrong. Comparing ourselves with others is a sure recipe for unhappiness. When the disciples compared themselves to each other, Jesus quickly discouraged it. Soon after his resurrection, Jesus told Peter in John 21 how he would suffer for his faith. Peter then turned to John and asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Jesus pointed Peter to the best remedy for unhealthy comparisons. When our minds are focused on God and all he's done for us, self-focused thoughts fall gently away, and we long to follow him. In place of the world's competitive strain and stress, he gives us his loving presence and peace. Nothing can compare with him. Let's pray. Lord, you tell us in 1 Peter 2:13 that you have given us everything that we need for a godly life. When we begin to compare our lives to others, please draw us back to you and remind us that it is only in you that true joy can be found. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and find our soul's satisfaction. Amen.